Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Rise up with Melbourne's freshest breakfast team, Ginny and Adam, on Joy 94.9.
Here on Joy 94.9, rising up with G-String and Adzi for your Wednesday breakfast.
We've had a sexy siren, but you know what I love more than a sexy siren?
What's that?
A fierce feline.
A fierce feline.
On the line, we have Lester the Veer herself, Anita Lester. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for joining us at a very ungodly hour in the morning, Anita. We really appreciate that. It's not a very artist time to be up, is it? Because you're out gigging, you're out partying, and then you have to be up on breakfast radio with two clowns.
It's the most unartist time, and not even for fun partying reasons, more because I just happen to be a night owl, but it's totally fine.
Is that where the name comes from, Lesser the Fierce?
I don't know. It comes from a few different places. I mean, I think the idea behind it was that I was creating a bit of a character for myself to conquer scary things like singing in public and showing sort of the inside of your heart to people. But yeah, I think that's maybe one of the places for sure. Yeah.
Well, artists seem to get a lot of flack for, I remember reading at university how, you know, a lot of artistic people used to get flack for, you know, getting into their emotions and expressing it. There was always this depression cloud over artists, but it's actually quite a journey that you have to go through to expose, you know, your music to people, hoping that you can connect with them.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a bit of a formula as well because, I suffer with verbal diarrhea as it is. Like, I don't really think too hard a lot of the time, especially when I'm emotional about what I'm trying to say. But I think with songwriting, like, it's such a particular way of trying to express your feelings, and I certainly have, like, I'm still trying to finesse it. I've gotten better since I was 16 and playing at open mic nights and pretty much just, like,
only 16.
Yeah,
dear me.
Yeah, when I, exactly reading. Pretty much direct from my very angsty diary. So, anyway.
I tell you what, there's nothing like a good stimulus than an angsty teenage diary, hey? When you look back at those childhood memories where, you know, you were deprived of that candy bar because your mother said you were getting too fat, or, you know, you were bullied at school for something or something like that, there's,
totally.
You know, that stimuli is right there for you.
Absolutely. Angsty teenagers are a different type of human altogether, I think.
That's a whole nother EP, Anita. Yeah.
That's the next one. Now, look, we do have your EP in our hands, Lester the Fierce. The track that we'd like to play to our listeners this morning is called Howl. I've heard it's a beautiful track. Do you want to give a bit of a background to that one before we play it?
Yeah, I mean, this song was written very, very quickly, as a lot of sort of poppier songs are in my mind. It's just, like, about frustrated love and sort of that feeling that you lash out a little bit at the people closest to you and expect the most from them. So, I mean, it's kind of about that. It's kind of about standing your ground and trying to get your point across as well. Yeah, that's about.
Cool. Well, sounds amazing. And, you know, we've all been there. We've all had those moments where, you know, we love our family, but, you know, unfortunately, that's why we all move out of house, so we don't have to deal with them anymore.
And then we just howl, which is what the name of your song is.
That's exactly right. It's about howling all over Melbourne.
Well, we're going to play it for us now. Stick around because we want to chat to you after about it, and also to find out, you know, what you're up to for midsummer. 17 minutes 9. This is Anita Lester from the EP Lester the Fierce called Howl. You're on Joy 94.9 with Ginny and Adam.
Waving from great heights, swallowing. made in Melbourne for Australia and the world. Joy 94.9.
We're joined on the phone by Anita Lester. Anita, that was an amazing track. I was loving Hal.
Thank you very much.
And for someone who said, oh, you know, it was quick and it's about angst and things like that, it's an amazing song.
Thank you.
I've got to say, Anita, over the holidays, I've been getting into Once Upon a Time, and I have a new celebrity crush, which is Megan Ori, who plays Red Riding Hood, a.k.a. the wolf. Made me think of her a lot because she's a wolf and she howls. So thank you very much for the memories.
I love that character. Yeah. That TV show. So, yeah.
She's pretty sexy. So what have you got coming up for Midsummer this year? Because it's a pretty exciting lineup we've got this year for Midsummer. Very proud, obviously, of the festival that we have here in Melbourne. What's your what have you got coming up for it?
Well, I think I'm actually taking part in one of your events, and I'm doing an acoustic set, which I don't usually do anymore. I sort of play very much with my band, which is a pretty, for the best part, a rock band. So I'll be doing a stripped back version of it, which I'm really excited about. Sort of mazzy, star, maybe a bit angsty, speaking of which. So,
oh, wow. And whereabouts will that be performed?
Oh, my God, this is a bad question.
During the Midsummer Carnival. During the Midsummer Festival, somewhere in between.
Yeah. No, it's, part of it. It's a Joy FM event. So, yeah, it's something unusual for me. So I'm really looking forward to it for sure. Yeah.
That's fantastic. Well, it's really exciting to have you a part of Midsummer, Anita. And we look forward to chatting to you more soon. But what have you got coming up after Midsummer?
I'm such a new act around Melbourne, and I've never really done the gigging circuit yet with this band. So I'm doing my first round of festivals. I'm doing St Kilda Fest and Apollo Bay and Cold Summer and Mount Hotham. But other than that, I'm sort of planning on writing an album and seeing where this year takes me. 2014, the year of no expectations.
Or low expectations, should we say?
Low expectations.
I think 2013 was a big year for everyone. Everyone's just looking to a chill year coming up.
Totally.
Anita, if people want to get in touch, find out more how they can buy your album, I'm guessing, is it on iTunes?
It's on iTunes. It's on all of the tunes. And I'm pretty active on keeping Facebook and Twitter updated. So, yeah, if anyone ever wants to find out, the good thing about my name is no one else has it. So /Less of the Fierce.
Well, Anita, I'm actually going to come check out Midsummer One Day Camp Fest, so I look forward to meeting you there. It's on January 27th. You can check out midsummer.org.au. It's one of the Go West events, which is pretty awesome. So check that out, and, we'll be seeing you there, Anita.
Yeah, lovely to meet you guys. See you later.
Thank you for joining us.
Melbourne's rising up with the fresh sounds of Joy 94.9's newest breakfast team. You're listening to Rise Up with Ginny and Adam.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.